Now, long-term exposure to air pollution has been linked to poorer mental health in older people, according to new research published today by the Economic and Social Research Institute. The research, funded by the Environmental Protection Agency, found that one of the most damaging forms of air pollution is fine particulate matter, which is caused mainly by the burning of solid fuels, including coal, peat and wood, for heating. One of the report's authors, Anne Nolan, who's a research professor with the ESRI, has been telling me about those findings.
So we looked at long-term exposure to air pollution and its link to mental health in older people. So we linked data from the Irish Longitudinal Study on Ageing, which is a survey of people over the age of 50 in Ireland. And we linked data on air pollution in their local area over a 17-year period to the data in Tilda. And we found that people that were living in areas that had higher levels of air pollution and a particular form of air pollution called PM2.5, that was associated with a greater risk of depression and a greater risk of anxiety in these older people.
It's relatively easy to understand why burning smoky fuel might have an impact on someone's physical health, but can you explain this relationship between solid fuel and poorer mental health?
Yeah, so when we think about breathing in poor air quality, we often think about our lungs and our respiratory health. And I suppose that's where most of the research has tended to concentrate, on the sort of the physical aspects of poor air quality. But we know from sort of scientific studies now that because these particles are so tiny, they can penetrate really deep into the lungs, and sometimes they can even pass into the bloodstream. And that can have really damaging effects on other parts of the body. So it can affect the brain, it can lead to inflammation, it can lead to sort of chronic stress exposure. And we think these are the pathways through which poor air quality then leads to poorer mental health.
This study covers the years 1998 to 2014. During that time, how did air pollution in this country compare to other countries?
So in general, we compare very well to other European countries. So if you look at statistics over this period, in comparison with our neighbours in the EU, we've one of the lowest levels over that period. But that's not to say that we should be complacent. We now know that poor mental health, but other sort of health damaging effects of air pollution, they operate at really low levels of air pollution. So even though we have low levels, and they've generally been falling over time, it's still a concern and still potentially has detrimental effects on population health.
Aren't there likely, though, to have been further changes over the past couple of years? Because we now have a situation where fewer people are burning solid fuels because smoky coal was banned since, what, the end of 2022?
That's right, yeah. So as you mentioned, this study covered the period up to 2014. But since then, there's been sort of further rollout of the smoky coal ban. And as you mentioned, in the end of 2022, it was a nationwide ban was enacted. So it'll be really interesting, I think, to look at data for 2023, which is not out yet, and 2024, to see if the ban has led to further reductions in air pollution. And then over the coming years to sort of track the impact of that on population health.
And that was Professor Anne Nolan of the ESRI.